fireworks sales around the McCook area, and we've got to get the rundown. Of course, some fireworks safety tips for those folks going to be shooting those fireworks off in the next week or so. Let's bring in McCook Fire Chief Mark Harbum to the open line. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Rich. I'm doing good.
Can you believe 4th of July is here already?
I know. It kind of snuck up on us this year, didn't it?
It certainly did. A week from today is 4th of July holiday. But, Mark, once again, tomorrow is the day. Fireworks sales go on here in the McCook area, don't they?
Yes, they start. They'll be starting tomorrow morning at 8. And then, let's see, 8. I think it's 8 to 10 are the specific hours that the fireworks stands are open from now through 4th of July.
I take it we have still. I've kind of looked around going from one side of the town to the next. So we've got our fair share of booths. So once again, tents that are up selling those fireworks over the next week or so.
Yep, we have four vendors this year that are selling. We have one in the Pizza Hut parking lot, one just south of USAID Pharmacy, and then obviously the one on West 9th every year they sell, and then we have one that's in the Fastenal parking lot.
You've had a chance to talk to those folks already, and what fireworks they can and cannot sell and stuff like that. Got some great people selling these fireworks again this year, don't they?
We sure do, and they're always very, very cordial with us, and we know and they know that every year it's all about safety. It's all about making sure that we get the right things out to those people, so when they're using them, they can be assured that hopefully nothing goes wrong with them, and we have another safe year.
Mark, we've had some rain lately, of course. But still, it is still dry. And we got some hot temperatures this weekend, and pretty much I think all next week is going to be in the 90s. So, if folks, again, got to be careful when shooting those fireworks because it's still dry, isn't it?
That's right. Don't let your guard down. Every year, and I've said this before, our community does a spectacular job of being safe and being thoughtful about neighbors, different things like that when they're doing this. So, we just ask that they follow those same safety rules, have a mode of extinguishment there, make sure we're not sneaking up on those ones that don't go off, and making sure our children are supervised by an adult so we have nothing happen there.
Make sure always to have some water close, a hose, something close, shouldn't you?
Exactly, a hose, a bucket of water, just something that that would help you if something did happen. You could, hopefully get it extinguished before it becomes something that we need to respond to.
Ben, I think pretty fortunate. I think the last couple of years, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, as far as any serious incidents with fireworks, I think it's been okay, hasn't it?
Yes, I reiterate that the community does a fine job. So no, we have not had any serious incidents with fireworks for quite a while. But again, don't let your guard down. As long as people are safe and responsible for what they're doing, we should have another good year.
And I know you guys are going to be, as you always are, on the guard 24/7 in case, God forbid we have anything go wrong.
That's exactly right. And, our folks want to enjoy the holiday as much as anyone else. And the best way to do that is just being careful, being safe, and responsible with the fireworks.